This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Remember when small-town Kansas had filling stations instead of convenience stores? Today we will meet an old-time filling station, but this one is not about filling your gas tank. Instead, it's about filling your stomach. This is today's Kansas Profile. Nancy Fife Eagle and her daughter Beth Stockebrand are co-owners of High's Filling Station, a diner in Yates Center. Nancy is Vice President and Compliance Officer for GN Bank in Yates Center. Daughter Beth is a nursing home administrator. Nancy and her husband live in the house she grew up in at the nearby rural community of Toronto, population 281 people. Now that's rural. For decades, Yates Center had a small diner named Tip Top Cafe. It had great memories for both Nancy and Beth. Tip Top was my first job at 15, and I could barely drive, Beth said. Her late father worked in the restaurant industry and even ran a small carryout place. My dad was a really good cook, Beth said. The Tip Top Cafe finally closed and became another restaurant briefly, but was then abandoned. Beth had attended Emporia State, married a Woodson County guy, and returned to the community. In 2016, Nancy and Beth decided to purchase, remodel, and reopen the old diner. My husband is a car guy, Beth said. He runs an auto body shop in Iola, so we wanted an automotive theme, she said. In front of the diner, they installed an antique gas pump from her grandfather's shop. Using the name High's from Beth's grandparents' business name, they called it High's Filling Station. A few people have pulled up to the pump and tried to get gas, Nancy said with a smile. There's no gasoline, but when those customers get inside, they find down-home family cooking and small-town friendliness. High's Filling Station features hamburgers, cheeseburgers, pork tenderloin, chicken strips, chicken fried steak, ham and beans, and much more. We've had people rave about our hamburgers, and our chicken and noodles always sells out, Nancy said. All of our hamburger is grown by a local farmer, she said. There are daily specials such as casseroles and homemade chicken and noodles every Friday. The diner is open for breakfast and lunch. This is a family affair. Beth's father-in-law, Ron Stockebrand, breads everything by hand, Nancy said. Beth's mother-in-law, Patty, makes pies. In honor of Beth's dad, there's an entree called the Herbie, which consists of a hamburger patty on Texas toast with hand-cut fries, chili, and cheese. Yum. My 13-year-old son washes dishes on Saturday, Beth said. I want to teach him a good work ethic, she said. Working in the diner brings us closer as a family, Beth said. When I make my dad's chili, I think of him, she said. Beth and Nancy credit the hardworking staff and supportive customers for the restaurant's success. I like our customers, and this is all possible because we have great team members, Beth said. I enjoy our customers and our employees, Nancy said. We have a lot of fun, she said. As mentioned, small-town friendliness also abounds here. We're not a very big place, so folks will often share a table with someone else, Nancy said. Recently, there was a couple in town for a funeral. They came in and sat down with another couple they didn't know, and by the time they left, they were friends, she said. The one couple even paid for the other's meal, she said. We like to connect with people, Beth said. When I leave here on Saturday, my heart is full, she said. High's Filling Station benefits from the fact that Yates Center is situated at the crossroads of Highways 75 and 54. For more information, search for High's Filling Station on Facebook. Remember when small-town Kansas had filling stations instead of convenience stores? Today we can recapture that nostalgic theme while enjoying classic foods and a friendly setting. We commend Nancy Fife Eagle, Beth Stockebrand, and all those involved with High's Filling Station for making a difference with good food and friendship. Now let's take a look at the menu and fill her up. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.